The Lord is with us, heart dwellers, and mighty to save. Well, as you probably guessed, because I've been a little bit spotty on getting messages up on time, the last 2 days have been extremely intense, or 4 days, and I've been waiting through a lot of gunk. Finally, thanks to all of your prayers, I made it out on the other side, in one piece. And the Lord gave me this rhema. Let us flee, for she is not alone. The Almighty is with her. Isn't that awesome? It really is awesome. Well, he began, my little Claire, my very, very little Claire, I am so pleased with you. I do miss our times together. You know you distract me away from the world, just like the song I asked you to pay attention to the lyrics of, because it's what you do for me. And that song would be All of Me by Christ for the Nations. And at the end of this video, I'm going to leave a link up on the screen because I would really like you to listen to it. And just on the screen of your mind, place your favorite image of Jesus in front of you and let him sing this song to you. The artist was singing it to him, but he has sung the song to me so many times. And that's what this message is all about. And the lyrics are, when I'm captured by your gaze, the whole world fades away. And the troubles I once knew dissipate in your embrace. When your beauty I behold, in my heart one thing I know. Earthly things are counted loss, just to know you even more. And then the chorus is, so let me pour my love on you. Like fragrance from my heart, and feel your love surround me as you wrap me in your arms. Take me to your chambers, where your beauty's all I see, the place where nothing matters but to give you all of me. Wow, isn't that beautiful? You know, there have been a lot of people who have criticized our intimacy with the Lord, but they're really dragging way behind what God is doing right now because there are so many musical groups who are being anointed to minister love to the bride and to bring the bride into his arms. There are so many wonderful, solid Bible teachers who are now teaching this. The Lord has anointed this for this season. And folks that take exception to it and criticize, you guys, you don't know what you're missing. Please, please. This is a huge movement. This is not just heart dwellers. This is a huge movement all over the world with pastors and prophets and teachers. And all of them are solid, solid gold. So please consider what you might be missing out on because you haven't been able to accept this teaching. And I'm no one. The Lord in me has taught me this, and he's teaching this very same thing to people all over the world right now. So don't miss out on that movement of God. So that said, after I read the lyrics, the Lord said, shall I tell your brides, Lord? He answered me, it would hardly be believed, but yes, tell them. Tell them to distract me away from the violence, abuse, genocide, and atrocities I must witness every day. Tell them I wait for them to come and sit before me with nothing in mind but me. Oh, Lord, that's so hard. You know our minds are like garbage cans spinning around and tossing this out and tossing that out. Well said. Nevertheless, just the sight of one of my brides sitting quietly with me on her mind, though it be interrupted by 1,001 thoughts, still, it brings me much comfort and pleasure. Here's an analogy you will understand. When I've been hard at it all the day and night long, though my energy is without limit, my feelings are enormous, and like a pebble thrown into still waters, it vibrates all through my being. What do you run for when you're really hurting? And I thought, oh, Lord, don't ask me that. I've got to tell everybody. Chocolate? Dark chocolate? The darkest chocolate you can find? And what happens when you eat it? Well, at first the flavor grabs hold of my attention and distracts me. And there's much pleasure from the texture, too. And then my strength returns and I feel more normal and less burdened. It's weird. I don't know if it's a... I don't think it's just a blood sugar thing. I know that chocolate is very useful for depression. Dark chocolate is. And, of course, it has caffeine in it, so that boosts your feelings. So anyway, I had to answer chocolate. And then he continued, well, it certainly is a poor analogy, but your presence infuses me with such joy, the fragrance of your presence reaching out to embrace me immediately changes the subject, and I allow myself to bask in your presence. Here's another analogy, a better one. Imagine that a front has come in with dark, heavy clouds, and you look on the radar map and you see it's for miles and miles around. It's going to hang over you for days. And it does, and everything is so dark and gloomy. And then all of a sudden the storm breaks and the sun comes out. That's what I'm talking about. I bask in the breaking sun of your presence, scanning the earth for those who are reaching out and love me. It's so dark. And when I find one that does, it's as if the sun finally came out, and I bask in that presence. Yes, I derive true joy in your presence. Not that I'm ever without joy, but do you understand? You amplify it. I search the whole world for devout souls that love and honor me, and they all emit a sweet fragrance, especially when they are worshiping or waiting to be with me. Do you understand? Lord, I accept what you're saying as a little child, but please pray that our heart dwellers will be profoundly touched by this dynamic between you and us. Oh, that's a given. I've prepared their hearts. The world is a dark and painful place, but when my bride walks in the room, so to speak, the whole world lights up with joy. Oh, my dear ones, please take me seriously. How I love to be with you. There's nothing in this whole world that brings me the kind of joy I experience with you. Right now, I need a lot of this. A whole lot of this. Please, distract me away from what I must do. Bask in my presence as I bask in yours. While everything around you is falling apart, you are pillars of light and hope. You are the redeemed of my creation that came back to thank me, while the other 9 lepers kept on walking with not even a nod of acknowledgement. When all feels dark and gloomy, I think of you. Your angel taps you on the shoulder and reminds you to come into prayer, and soon we are together again in a way you can truly feel. Or sometimes when you are so preoccupied with the world, baking, cleaning, shopping, I come and stand before you and you sense my presence. But I long for you to be alone with me at that time. Oh, it is heavenly for me. I'm just telling you this to encourage you. So often you duck and dodge me because you failed in charity or overstepped your bounds or didn't give me the sacrifice I was expecting from you. Because you love me, it hits you hard that you failed. Then you tend to withdraw. Come, just come at those times. Tell me you're sorry and next time you'll try harder. See if I don't wrap my arms around you and hold you to my heart. Yes, as I hold you there, the deep love, power, endurance, and all the grace you need will come pouring out of my heart into yours. Yes, it is a kiss of my grace on your soul, and with it you are strengthened for the journey, which has been so very wearying. So that's your lesson for today. Come to me. Bring me joy. Let me infuse you with my grace. Soon this veil of tears will come to an end for all of you, and what you have suffered so willingly for me will be rewarded beyond anything you can possibly imagine. Even Walt Disney would be in shock with what I have in store for those who love me. And I would ask you at this point, guys, to please listen to this song and allow him to sing it to you. It will not accept a link from another site, so I'll spell it out for you with spaces, and then you just interpret that and get rid of the spaces and type that into your browser. You really need him to minister to you, just as he needs ministry from you.